At the Farm Progress Show, we're at the Iowa Soybean Tent. We're going to talk with Aaron Putzi, who is Director of Communications for Iowa Soybean. Aaron, we were talking here about efforts to reach out to consumers that Iowa Soybean is undertaking, and you have several of those projects that you're working on. Tell us about some recent successes.
Well, the Iowa Food and Family Project has been a tremendous success since it was launched in 2011 by the Iowa Soybean Association, and now it involves all of Iowa's commodity organizations, as well as, just as important, our retail friends. A couple of recent events that just really, again, remind us of how important this is for our farm families. At the Iowa State Fair, we networked with nearly 300,000 fairgoers that came through the Varied Industries building. We added, when we're all said and done, we're still tabulating the numbers, we'll likely add another 24 to 26,000 email addresses, contact information for food-minded Iowans who want to know more about what farm families do. And those recipients, those names are then entered in to receive our monthly newsletter that includes farm features, that includes topics important to food and farm production. We'll have nearly 80,000 subscribers here by next month to that newsletter. And then just last week, we took 45 food-minded Iowans on a tour of Iowa's farms, and they were blown away by the technology and the dedication of Iowa's farm families.
Yeah, and you told me you also had people from out of state on that?
We did. In 2015, there was a gentleman from Boston who was in Iowa with his family who came to Iowa for the sole purpose of attending the Iowa State Fair, because he had seen it written up in USA Today as a bucket list item. While he was at the fair, he came across our booth, signed up to receive our newsletter. 3 months ago, when we advertised and promoted Expedition Farm Country for people to sign up to go on it, he registered. He was selected to go on the expedition. He flew from Boston to Iowa last week to participate in the expedition. He was continually sending photos and quotes and stories back to his wife and children in Massachusetts. He hopes to make a return visit to Iowa next year, bring the whole family with him to be on our expedition next year. So it goes to show that people all across this country want to know what farmers are doing, and they see the value of going straight to the farm to learn more.
You know, you look at big advertising campaigns and a lot of dollars spent. In this case, you're really zeroing in on individuals, but the number of people that they can touch and say positive things about agriculture is probably a lot more effective.
Well, it is, and you know, we knew early on that we had to try something different in terms of how do we bring farmers and consumers together. We had done a lot on ag education, and I'm not sure how many people really want to be quote-unquote educated. But if you start with the audience in mind and you give them an opportunity to learn more about their food and how it's grown and who grows it, and you then offer them the opportunity without being preachy or confrontational to get them onto farms, to have them meet the farm families. As the old saying goes, tell me and I'll forget, show me and I'll remember, involve me and I'll understand. And we've always put the premium on involving, because that leads to better understanding and greater trust.